In this tutorial, we'll be looking at some of the fun and entertaining features that you can actually enjoy on a Windows mobile device. Without too much delay, let's get right into it. From the start screen, what I'd like to talk about, and I think it's one of the biggest things that I genuinely enjoy as well, is the fact that when I think about our store has evolved in such a beautiful way because now we have one consolidated store. It's not a store for phone, store for tablet, or store for PC. It is one unified store. So on my start screen over here, I'm just going to launch the application just to give you guys the new look and feel of how it actually looks like. Now, as you can see over here on my homepage, it's already suggesting a few applications that are quite popular for the day. And this will be simply my homepage. And over here, as you can see, it also has picked up the type of applications I've been downloading in the past few weeks. And this is where it's giving me picks for you. This is more personalized to each user. Based on what you've downloaded before, it recommends and suggests those type of applications. From here, obviously there are different segments to it, where you can see the top three apps that you can actually enjoy. You can just download them using Wi-Fi or your own data bundles. Not forgetting that there are also applications that you can actually enjoy, provided that you actually have credit details, which you can buy these games. For instance, what I like about the homepage is that at the top left corner over there where it says home, if I press on that, it's now giving me all the different segments available in the store. I can firstly decide to go into applications, music, movies, and TV. Now, I'm one of those people who really enjoys music and multimedia. So at this point, let me just take a look at what they have in the movies and TV section. This makes it quite a nice experience throughout. Because as you can see, now we have the new movies that are coming out, which you are able to actually buy. And for some of these, you actually have the freedom to just rent them, provided that you obviously pay for it using your credit card details. At this point, this is one of the movies that we can actually take a look at. Besides that, we can also go into different segments of it just to see what's new and what's quite exciting. Not only for movies, but we also have a different section for featured movies as well as series that are quite popular on TV these days. So over here, you can see as well that in the store, we also have a section dedicated to a series. I think this is one of the great innovations they've introduced on Windows 10. This store will look exactly the same way across all my devices. Just to reiterate that Windows 10 works the same way across platform. Now that we've seen what's so interesting about the store lately, what I'm actually going to show you guys now is the new mapping system we have on a Windows mobile device. So at this point, I'm actually going to look for the application. And to do that, I'll just swipe to the left. And I'm searching for an application simply known as Maps. As you can see it right at the top over there, I'm just going to launch the application. And once I open it, this setting will need me to have my location setting activated so that as a device, it can actually locate where I am. So at this point, it picks out where I am and I can actually search for a destination that I would like to visit. So let me just say I would like to go to Mindlin. I select the place over there and immediately you can see that the device is trying to figure out, based from where I'm at, getting to Mindlin, how long it would take me. So at this point, all I need to do is hit on that button that says directions, and the device will start calculating estimated time of arrival, if I had to leave now, how the traffic is, provided that at this point, I'm actually online. So if I pull this up over here, it'll give me a step-by-step route on how to actually get to Mindlin Mall. What I love about this is that it also gives me an overview of what traffic would be like commuting from where I am to my final destination. So as you look at the map very closely over here, wherever it's highlighted in red, it means that traffic is heavily congested. Wherever it's green, it means that for now it's good to go. But the orange also highlights that it's actually slow moving traffic. As you can see over here, there are certain icons that are showing me that there's different hazards on my way to my destination. If I had to press on one of them, it'll show me that there was a road hazard that happened at a particular interval. And this is quite nice for me just to know that in me driving from one point to another, I can actually anticipate traffic and understand why it's happening. Now, at this point, what I'm going to do is I'm going to hit the button in the bottom right corner to say go. I am ready to travel. And at this point, it'll start picking out my location and it'll need me to start proceeding from one destination to the next. What's nice about this as well is that once I'm driving in a particular area, if I'm driving in a 60 zone and I do decide to go over the speed limit just a bit, it'll actually give me a notification to let me know that I'm over the speed limit in that particular road. In addition to that, it's also voice-guided navigation. Turn by turn, there will be a lovely voice that will be letting me know that this is where I take the off-ramp, this is where I get onto the road. And I think this is quite a great feature for those of us who travel quite a bit. But not forgetting that if I had to stop this navigation aspect of things and go back to the homepage, when I'm on the homepage, I can actually do a few things. I can hit the bottom left corner button right at the top over there. It'll show me the maps where I can search for the directions and if I want a step-by-step navigation to get to the place. However, I want you guys to look closely right at the bottom over there, just under my name. We have an option over there for settings. If I have to press on that option, what it does now, it takes me to this page where I can actually download a map offline. Meaning that if I know that I'm going to be traveling and using my device in another country, for instance, or even if it's just a conscious decision to save data, what I can do is that when I'm connected to Wi-Fi, I can actually go to that option over there that says offline maps. Now, this will give me that option to download a map for a particular country. If I select that option, all I need to do now is get onto this page and hit that plus icon where it says download maps. And if I press on that, it'll bring out all the continents available in the world. And let's say, for instance, I had just had to wonder how big the file size is for the South African map. As you can see over here, we have all the various maps for the different continents, meaning that as somebody who works and travels quite a bit, this could be quite convenient for you. Because if you had to download a map right now, let's say, for instance, in Swaziland, you downloaded 53 megabytes, and once you get to Swaziland, let's say you don't potentially have a network provider which is common to you. Instead of you trying to get a SIM card or something on that side, you could actually just use your device purely as a navigation system. This would also work if you're not connected to the internet. Even if your SIM card is not in the device, it will continue to work quite beautifully. I would say this is quite a great feature, which I think everybody can genuinely enjoy. The next feature I would like to show you guys is absolutely one of my favorite, period. This is known as Groove Music, our new music application, which is a built-in Windows app, which you will find on any Windows 10 device. So for instance, on your tablet, on your PC, you will then find in a built-in app, which comes with the application known as Groove Music. This is pre-installed for all those Windows 10 users. If I get into this application, what I really enjoy about it is that, for instance, if I go into it right now, I can basically create a playlist from this device over here. And let's say I go into one of my favorite albums. I'll go into this one by J. Cole. And let's say I had to choose a track. I'll go with January 28th. From here, what I can now do is that I'm going to press and hold on this song over here. And as it starts playing, I can actually decide to save it as a playlist. I can give this playlist a name and I will just say Cole. As soon as I do this and save this playlist, it means that I can actually access the same playlist on any of my Windows 10 devices, provided that I synchronize with it. And then this particular song will now move over to my other Windows 10 devices. This is all made possible by the power of OneDrive. By me synchronizing this information in the Groove Music application, I can now enjoy the same playlist regardless of where I'm at. As you guys have seen, this is how you can do more with Windows 10 Mobile. Not forgetting that the whole experience actually starts with the Microsoft account, access to service and applications. I hope you guys find this tutorial very insightful and you guys got to learn a lot. Otherwise, that's it from me. See you guys next time.